So Prabhupada had a sense of humor too. And Prabhupada really had a sense of humor. That was a joke. Bhavananda taught us that. So, yeah. Then, Prabhupada was very merciful. When I first saw Srila Prabhupada, April, I think the 14th, 1972, in Auckland University, I was there, sort of casually studying, and Srila Prabhupada came to the university. I was walking through in the morning. I heard the sound like little, I thought little bells ringing. And I looked over in the direction of the sound. There was Srila Prabhupada. There was Srila Prabhupada. And some other devotees. But Srila Prabhupada I saw first. So Srila Prabhupada was the first devotee I saw. That's mercy. So then, that was in New Zealand. It's a long story. I ended up in England at the end of 72 and joined the temple on January the 7th, 1973. And then Srila Prabhupada came just some months later. It was in the summer by then, the northern summer, when George Harrison had bought Bhaktivedanta Manor for us, so Srila Prabhupada came. And again, well, there were hundreds of devotees from all over Europe, like 400 or 500 devotees. Everyone lined up. Prabhupada came in a helicopter into the grounds of Bhaktivedanta Manor. And the devotees lined up two lines from the door of the helicopter. Prabhupada walked in between the two lines into Bhaktivedanta Manor. And I was one of the new boys. So I was at the end of the line, inside the building, at the bottom of the stairs, just by the entrance, the inside entrance, to the temple room in Bhaktivedanta Manor. And Srila Prabhupada came in and was about to go up the stairs. And there we were, a few of us younger boys, at the end of the line. And there's Prabhupada, he stopped in front of us. So we offered our obeisances. We bowed down. And Prabhupada didn't move. And we didn't know what to do. Well, I didn't know what to do. Should we now stand up or kneel up or just stay down? What do you do? We stayed down. And I was looking at the devotees on either side, sort of down. And they were looking at me. And one of them, Prabhupada was kind of more in front of him. He stuck out his hand. Well, his hand slithered out slowly. Stealth operation. And he stretched out, and he stretched, and he touched Prabhupada's foot and touched his head. And Prabhupada was still standing there. Then this devotee, he's sitting or kneeling where Kripa Moya Prabhu is sitting in relation to me. So that devotee, he looked at me. And we're on the ground. Yeah. They looked at me and he went nodding his head. So I thought, well, okay. But Prabhupada was kind of in front of him and just a bit on an angle from me. So I started extending my hand and I'm looking at the devotee. And the devotee's looking at me. And I'm sticking out my hand, but it's a bit too far because, you know, it's further. And I'm looking at him and he's going, And so, okay, I'm trying to put my hand out. And there's Brahmananda, big Brahmananda Swami, then, with his big danda. And there's my little hand. And with his danda, trying, hoping, I think, that Prabhupada wouldn't see, he just went bang, bang. And then I looked at that other devotee, and he looked at me, and he went, and he didn't say it out loud, but he mouthed it. So I finally stuck my hand out. I got there, touched Prabhupada's foot, touched my head, and I think, therefore, I'm still here today. Very much for being in Srila Prabhupada's movement. You have made the right choice. You have really made the very right choice. In this world, there are many possible choices in terms of direction in life. What shall I do? What shall I get into? Or even in the field of religion, spiritual life, so many options are there. But you have made the right choice. And no other choice. You know, sometimes you make a choice, say you've got to buy a motor car. What shall you buy? Toyota or Nissan? It's sort of, well, you know, flip a coin, that's just... There's not much in it. But Prabhupada and any alternative, wow. It's not just like, you know, flip a coin. Well, okay, we'll stick with Prabhupada. No. Prabhupada's really just in another category. And altogether in another category. And everybody else, even with all due respect, anybody else, it's just different, it's just not the same at all. It really isn't. Prabhupada is worthy of that loyalty. And the more you stick at Srila Prabhupada's feet, the longer you stick and you carry on serving Srila Prabhupada, associating with his sincere followers and really trying to take it seriously and absorb yourself in the way of life of Krishna consciousness, the more this realization becomes clear, clearer, clearest, more clearest, most clearest, even more most clearest. It's just, really, it's amazing. And one day, we'll all wake up in Goloka Vrindavan with Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.